the student leader elections on URN.
Joining us now on URN is the current SU sports officer, Kieran Madani. Take me back to a year ago. What was the campaigning like? What were your memories of that?
It's all become quite a blur, but I loved it. I had the best 3 weeks campaigning. And at this stage, I think it was prep for physically campaigning and that sort of getting out there and getting everyone to see my brand. I remember distinctly the Sunday before campaigning, releasing my brand on Facebook and having a plan in place in which a significant number of my campaign group were sitting on Facebook at a certain minute past six, ready to launch. It was military style planning and trying to turn Facebook green, which it did for a bit. It went green for a bit, which is good.
And the campaign, of course, was successful in the end. You're now in the job. Just explain to us, as campaigning begins for next year's sports officers already, I bet the year's gone pretty quickly from your point of view. Just explain to us what the job entails.
Yeah, it's flown by. Chloe and I keep looking at each other and across our office and thinking, oh no, we've not got that long left, and we keep thinking we've got so much to do before we leave. But the job is a very all-rounded position, and even though I am the sports officer, it's important that everyone knows that I'm also an NSU officer, and I represent our sporting students and our students on a number of issues, including things like the general elections, general campaigns, welfare campaigns, campaigns to do with sort of lobbying the council and the university to get more opportunities and funding for students. So yes, I focus on sport. I absolutely love sport, and I make sure that I look after the sports clubs and the members of UON Sport, but I also have the role is an all-rounded one, and that's the best thing about this job, is that you get to try and be involved in loads of different things.
Has the job thrown up things that you weren't expecting at the beginning of the year?
Yes, it threw up things within the first 2 weeks of me starting. We had the change in the gym membership, which I was unaware that was going to happen. It threw me in at the deep end, but I think that shaped my year, because I learnt straight away that it wasn't going to be an easy run and that I was going to have to fight for what students wanted. And I think that having that... I want to say an issue, but it's not an issue anymore, because we've turned it around. But having that at the beginning of my year was probably the best thing that could have happened, even though I hated it at the time. And the four that are running are fully aware that it's not going to be a smooth run, and that they know it's a challenging role, but I'd rather it was challenging than boring. So yes, it's thrown things up, but that's part of the fun of it.
And for those candidates finally that take over the role next year, you've just given them a bit of advice, but what would you say, from your experience being in the role this year, should they be looking at as their priorities as the sports officer next year?
I think as their priorities, it would be to maintain the relationship that myself and Tom have built. So Tom Hicks, the person before me, have built with the university, and to ensure that we are part of both teams. I don't see myself as a solely part of the SU officer team. I see myself as a university sport department member as well, and that is the best thing that they could take with them, is to realise how valuable that relationship is, because I get to work alongside experts in sport and people that know what they're doing. And it's really important that as an SU officer, I acknowledge that they are the experts, and that I use them basically to achieve aims and use their knowledge and their expertise and their experience. So that would be my key piece of advice. I would also say that it's so important that they enjoy themselves and that they take this role as an opportunity to deliver change and to make sure that everyone around them is enjoying themselves as well. And I've had a fantastic 8 months. I'm really excited that I've got another 4 months left to have fun and to throw myself into it. But yeah, you're in the role for a year. Give it your all. Put your all into it. If you're working 12-hour days, that's just a sign that you're doing your job, because that's what's required. You need to work hard to get things done. So yeah, enjoy it, but work hard.
The student leader elections on URN.